One of the big worries among scientists talking about climate change is the fate of the world's tropical forests. They're among the biggest storehouses of carbon on the planet. And when the forests are cleared, that carbon goes up into the atmosphere, where it warms the climate. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that in Brazil's Amazon forest, some of that clearing is driven by the world soybean trade.
Any modern-day epic of life in the Amazon would have to feature the sound of chainsaws as its theme song. They're as common here in the state of Mato Grosso as dust devils and pickup trucks. But the chainsaw is giving way to new invaders, tractors and combines, the instruments of the soybean revolution. Brazil is on track to become the world's leading soy exporter. Among the biggest growers is a Brazilian company called Grupo Maggi. The company has a reputation. Greenpeace awarded it a golden chainsaw recently for cutting down so much forest. The company's environmental director, Osimir Vilela, says they got the message.
Grupo Maggi is a family-owned company, and we really know how to raise soybeans. But if we don't worry about the future quality of the climate and the water and environmental sustainability, we won't be able to produce soy in the future.
In fact, the company now observes a temporary moratorium on cutting down more forest. And here's why. Vilela says foreign consumers don't like deforestation.
World consumers, especially from Europe, are paying a premium for our products, so long as they know those products are from agriculture that conserves the environment and provides a fair social system.
And Brazil has worked hard to cater to those foreign consumers. For example, in the European Union, buyers prefer Brazilian soy because it's not genetically modified. And Brazil has cultivated the Chinese market, too. Wealthier consumers there want more pork and poultry grown on feed from Amazonian soybeans. Conservation scientist Claudia Stickler of the University of Florida calls this international influence over the Amazon teleconnections.
China and the EU and a number of other emerging industrializing countries have basically adopted Brazil as their breadbasket. They don't have the capacity, for a number of reasons, to produce that kind of volume of food on their own, and so they're looking to countries like Brazil to do it for them.
Conservation scientists say to protect the climate, Brazil must protect the Amazon from these teleconnections. Here in Mato Grosso, Dan Nepstad of the Woods Hole Research Center in Massachusetts visits forests owned by soy growers and advises them to cut less by getting more out of land that's already been cleared. But he agrees that the world economy has numerous tentacles. Take the ethanol fuel boom in the U.S. that's driving up the price of North American corn.
The price of corn affects this forest right here, because as we put a premium on ethanol, what we're doing is driving up the price for corn, displacing soybean in the United States, and that translates into changes in the way farmers in South America think.
As North American farmers plant less soy, South American farmers clear more of the Amazon to fill the demand.
We're moving into a world where there's growing demand for that land and the earth's surface that can be mechanically cultivated, that can be plowed and put into crops.
Brazil has had some success lately reducing the rate of deforestation. Brazilian officials say they've locked up a lot of illegal loggers and land grabbers who burn land. But conservationists say the demands and requirements of consumers worldwide are what may determine the fate of the Amazon's forests. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
And you can see a photo essay on Amazon forests and get the latest climate connection stories from National Geographic magazine at our website, npr.org.